Now, friends, we come today to the 10th chapter of Ezekiel, and we are in this section that began with chapter 8, goes through chapter 24, actually, and what we have here, we have a series of visions, and the visions rest largely upon that one in chapter 1, which was the vision of the glory of the Lord, and one that I suppose none of us can probe its full meaning. After all, we are touching on the infinite there. Now, we have seen in chapters 8 and 9 that this man Ezekiel was taken up and brought, I think supernaturally, to the city of Jerusalem to let him be able to see and to go back and report to the major portion of the nation that was already in captivity and were being told by the false prophets that they would return shortly, that everything was fine in Jerusalem. Now he's going to be able to go back and to tell why God is going to destroy the city or permit Nebuchadnezzar to do it, and why a judgment is coming upon them. And we saw last time that there certainly was sufficient proof for it. God let it be known. And I think it's well for us to see that the fact God judges, that's one of the evidences that we have of the living God today. God does move in the affairs of man. You don't get by with it. And the very fact that you don't get by with it is one of the proofs that God exists. And these wheels within wheels, the energy of God as he's moving in the affairs of man. Now, we are going to see the glory that was above the cherubim, or between the cherubim and the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. And by the way, now in the temple, of course, as the temple supplanted the tabernacle, which was nothing more nor less than a tent. At this time, these people had what no other nation has ever had, and they had that which the church does not have today, the visible presence of God. One of the ways that Paul, over in the 9th chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, identifies the nation Israel. He asks the question, who are Israelites? And he gives there about 8 different points of identification. And one of them is the glory. These people had the glory. And that is the visible presence of God. The Shekinah glory was there. And that is what Ezekiel saw in that first chapter. Now, we saw last time that the glory began to depart. And now, in this chapter, we're going to see that he continues his departure. The glory of the Lord begins to move out from the temple. We saw last time that he moves up from between the cherubim and hovers over the temple itself.